To see myself is to see me. Who am I? What will I be? I like b-ball and I can run it straight. I hate English and math, good at touch, can sprint pretty fast, and according to society, that's what I'm good at. But I go to class and they might be surprised, I'm offended, they just assumed. Perhaps it's this costume and the fact that my parents walk in the front gates intoxicated with a pie and a fizzy as a treat for lunch. And only on a Tuesday, because that's when they get paid, shades down, no etiquette. And before the benefit money is wasted on me, the next stop is Liquor King. My parents are one drunk lady with a cupboard full of 2-minute noodles and an excuse that alcohol and drugs are more important than my health. Don't go home until 10 because the only thing useful there is my bed. If I sneak through the back door, Mum won't catch me while she's drunk. At the front door, the side door is broken, too poor. But the real door to my future isn't opening because you stand on the other side, pushing it closed. You are the status quo. The status quo is an 11-year-old girl being told she would amount to nothing because her mother is an alcoholic. We are taught that if we have trouble at home, leave it there. You come to school to learn, and that's it. If your trouble follows you to school, stop being dramatic. And if your friends judge you, make new ones. Preferably the ones of your kind, the ones whose fathers are in jail or have drugs in their bag. This is what you think of me. My words aren't supposed to be well thought out. I say things before I think. I turn my back and roll my eye before you finish your sentence. I'm not supposed to be smart. Can't multiply big numbers if I don't know the answer, shade in B, which is all of the time. Can't cook. I don't like reading books. My knowledge will not grow. You are the status quo. The status quo is a 12-year-old girl being told she shouldn't be smart by a teacher because of her race. We are taught by different coloured history teachers about our culture and what my people were like, but it's different to the stories my father told me so passionately, walking hand in hand through my marae. You are the labels stuck to my forehead that I only just learned to see. Before I saw a small girl, not too different from anyone else, her hair was long and smell contagious. Now I see a brown girl. Her waist is not small at all. She has pimples and her smile is crooked, self-esteem low. You are the status quo. The status quo is a 13-year-old girl fixing her lip gloss and retightening her dress, we are taught. That to enable ourselves to love ourselves, we have to be loved by others. Make sure you always look your best and try not to stare too long in the mirror. I didn't know that girl until you told me to be quiet, pose for the camera and suck in. I learned that fat girls only took photos of their faces, but make sure there's a filter. Skinny girls only took photos of their bodies, and pretty girls could do both. But not without Photoshop and the perfect caption, see, I took off my gumboots and my real smile for you. I put on high heels and wore makeup for you. I don't even approve. The status quo is a 14-year-old girl scrolling through Instagram, wondering why she isn't as pretty as those girls. We are taught that red carpet models are the only people society truly accepts. If we have a good figure, we have a good chance of feeling welcome. This is the 21st century. This is real. This is my reality. How do I challenge you? You have challenged me. I learned that because my siblings were successful, I had shoes to fill in, schedules to make, ideas to form. You laid down my status quo before I knew how to walk. You filled me up with words before I knew to speak. As a child growing up through these obstacles, I was told to go with the flow. Do not question the status quo. Who are you? And this was one question I didn't know, too much pressure. This reality you've created was not for me. I am a seed, born of greatness, and as these stereotypes try to claim me, I say no. He kākano aho.